WATIJ.
Oh. Hello. How's it going? I haven't talked to you in quite a while.
Yeah, how you doing, Phil? Hope everything's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're actually hitting my machine. Amazing. You must be on an outside antenna.
Roger. At my base. Over.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I'm just a little perplexed about something with the DMR roaming setup. I can't quite grasp my get my head around it. Looking for somebody who's an expert at it.
Yeah, I'm not an expert at the roaming. I don't do that. I'm not sure. Can you really set it up for roaming? I think that's... That was intended for something other than DMR, but where would you use it?
You'd use it for, like, if you're on a network, like the MI5 network, and they have machines all over the place on different frequencies with all the same talk groups and stuff, and the idea is that if it loses the signal on the one you're closest to, it will search. You set up a list of channels with all the channels, the frequencies, and it will search through those to find the one that's got a strong enough signal, and we'll switch over to that one. So you don't have to keep manually switching channels as you travel. It will just automatically lock in on the one it can hit.
Yeah, okay, I understand. I remember that, but I was wondering if a Motorola is capable of doing that. I don't remember seeing that setting in the Motorola that I have here. But, yeah, I understand that. Go ahead.
Well, the Motorola, from what I understand, does it the right way. It does it by monitoring the RSSI, or the signal strength, and picking the best one. The Anytone just basically searches until it gets a signal. It may not be the best one, from what I understand.
Yeah, okay, understood. I operate the DMR here at the house. I don't have anything in the car, so I don't need to roam here, but I understand the principle. And then I have an HT that probably the Tyteric will probably scan or something, or yeah, it'll scan and go to the, you know, scan it, probably go to the nearest frequency that's up, but I don't know of any roaming capability in that. But anyway, I hope you're doing okay. You survived the holidays. Did you stay healthy? Over.
Yeah, we're in California for most of it. Spent almost a month there over the Christmas New Year's holiday, and but it was cold and rainy there most of the time. It was not what I expected.
Yeah, December is their rainy season, actually, if I recall. I remember years ago going to California, spent Christmas over there, and I didn't see any rain there at that time, but it's not uncommon. But yeah, I think they had a lot more rain. You have family there, or were you just sightseeing?
Yeah, my son and his family live out there, so we go out there, we house it for them while they go off on the ski trip every year. This has become a regular yearly thing we do. So they go off skiing, and then we house it and have used the car and just until they get back. So we have, basically a couple weeks with them and a couple weeks without them, which works out perfectly.